Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. All right, so if you've been around Worthington for a little while, you may have noticed that I've not been there this month. Currently, I'm recording this from Enid, Oklahoma, serving as a chaplain out at Vance Air Force Base. And again, if you've been around Worthington, you know this is part of our rhythm, where a couple times out of the year, I'm away in this role as a chaplain. So obviously, I wasn't teaching this last weekend, this part of the series in Song of Songs. And so instead of just kind of launching into some thoughts about this passage, I wanted to take a break from our usual format and share a bit more of what the environment as a chaplain looks like, and really invite you to pray with me and kind of imagine more, pray more for other military chaplains who are serving in a really similar capacity. And just to anchor our thoughts, I want to read a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with a comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." And so that idea, taking the comfort we have received from God and extending it to others in their moments of deep affliction, that really is the heartbeat of what I do as a chaplain, really what the role of a chaplain is, right? My role in the military is to serve in this kind of distinct environment, one that is driven by high stakes training, constant evaluation, and just the heavy pressure of operational readiness. And in a culture that demands immediate results and unyielding strength, chaplains are often placed directly into the workspace to offer something a little bit different, this unhurried presence. In fact, chaplains will often talk about what we call the ministry of presence, of showing up and being with people. I spend a lot of time out on the flight line, in briefing rooms, in the offices, and we don't just arrive with quick fixes or administrative solutions. Really, what we offer as chaplains is a lot of counseling and a willingness to sit with people in some of their most vulnerable moments. Chaplains are often the absolute first stop when crisis hits. Like, I end up spending a lot of time with people in some of the darkest moments of their lives, whether they're responding to sudden tragedy or just kind of navigating like the really hard ups and downs of a marriage under the weight of a deployment schedule. Like, there's just a lot of spiritual triage that takes place. So chaplains end up absorbing a lot of that shock and grief. Going back to Paul's words to the Corinthians, like, we cannot offer comfort from a place of superiority or detached expertise. Like, I am only able to offer what I have first received in Jesus, drawing on the comfort that God has already shown me, right? And by, you know, being there, sharing the burden, a lot of chaplains have this profound opportunity to embody the love of Jesus in highly practical, grounded ways in their unit and with the people they're working with. And since I've kind of been immersed in this work for the last couple weeks, what I want to do today is invite you to pause and pray for other military chaplains around the globe. Pray that God would protect their minds and sustain their energy. I mean, the work is heavy and they need endurance. Pray that they would not become numb or detached from the pain they encounter, but would maintain the capacity to offer genuine care. Most importantly, ask God to open continuous doors for them to share the clear hope of the gospel. Like, when the usual structures of success, rank, and career advancement fail to answer the deepest questions of the human heart, which they inevitably will fail to do so, pray that chaplains are ready and willing to provide a compelling, truthful alternative. Pray that they would be ready and willing to demonstrate the love of Jesus to those who desperately needed. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. I cannot wait to be back at LifePoint. We'll see you back here for the podcast tomorrow.